Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
E diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais viver. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza, melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, coisa boa, coisa menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que dás na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços. Apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos são carinhos sem ter fim. Que é pra acabar com esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver assim. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim. Que é pra acabar, vamos deixar. Que é pra acabar com esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Vamos deixar, que é pra acabar. Chega de saudade, chega, chega, chega. Não, 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 não quero mais, não quero mais. Eu juro que não quero mais. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais, não, 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 juro que não. Não, não, não quero mais esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais esse negócio. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais, oh, não, 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 não quero mais. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais, não quero. dizer sem mim. Não quero mais, não quero mais, não quero mais, não quero mais, não quero mais. Vamos acabar com esse negócio de você. Você vive sem mim, não quero mais, não quero mais, não quero mais, não quero mais. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais, não quero mais esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais, não quero mais, não, não quero mais, não, não quero mais esse negócio de você que é pra acabar, que é pra acabar. Vamos deixar, vamos deixar esse negócio. De você viver sem, não quero mais esse negócio de você viver sem. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim, que é pra acabar.
And that's Tanya Maria.
Negócio de você que é pra acabar.
One of her early Brazilian records before she came to North America. Before that, we had Elis Regina. But let's play another track. This is a very rare track, apparently, Gal Costa. I'll be back with Mike Ingram, my co-hosts, right after this. You're listening to African Rhythms. 822 CITR.
Escaldante. Ele nasceu, cresceu guerreando, caminhando dia e noite no deserto sem errar. Pois com muita fé ele só para pra rezar. Pois pela direção do sol e das estrelas, no oásis escondido, água ele vai achar. Pois o homem de véu azul é o prometido de Alá. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ah, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue. Galopando seu cavalo preto brilhante, ele vem todo de azul, orgulhoso e confiante, trazendo seu rifle embalado, sua adaga tiracolo, sempre pronto para o que der e o que vier. Pois ele é sentimental, humano, é nobre, é mouro, é muçulmano. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue.
a rather Middle Eastern flavor to that one, Mike.
That was quite ingenious, Gal Costa. Que gracinha. Oh, man, they're taking us from the desert sands, or the burning sands, back to Brazil.
Yeah, I really like that, and it just shows you there's a wide world of creativity in Brazilian music today as yesteryear, back from the early 60s with the popularity of the bossa nova through the early 70s to modern times. And let's just hear one more track from someone I'd never heard of. Robertinho Silva is amazing. Of those local monks in Brazil.
Oh, you know, they sound like they're leaving the monastery to get down to the parade, you know? Carnival's coming up.
Excellent. Beautiful combination. Well, why don't we get back to something a little funkier? Cadet Records, Ramsey Lewis.
Well, can't go wrong with Ramsey, I tell you. We talked about him earlier, and Ramsey, sure enough, more than anything, knew how to throw a groove down.
Treated so bad. there's a real similarity there with their mic with There Was a Time, James Brown.
That sounded like a little riff theft right there, I think, for sure. You know,
in a nice, in his own arranged, funky way, which is kind of cool.
Well, they say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but in music, sometimes that's the closest thing between flattery and a lawsuit. But
yeah.
We give Ramsey the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah, let's. All right, well, one thing we, you know, with the longer show, we'll be able to stretch out and play some longer tracks. And another one that a real great early hip-hop symphony. I mean, there was some really key tracks that were more left field. And this one, the original cover was done by Jean-Michel Basquiat himself. Great artist who died before his time.
Mm-hmm.
He did the cover work for this one. Ram Elzy versus K-Rob, a couple of early guys. And this was on Profile Records.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's very, very hard to find.
Yeah, real tough to find. That's, of course, Run DMC's label.
That's
earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Let's check this out now, Mike, and then we can get ready our soulful, philosophical brother, Henry Miller.
and
get him to meet up with some of our favorite grooves.
Like that.
Get funky in the place. Get funky in the place. This pathetic dope addicts have to be abused. It's the same, what a thing to be a prostitute. Life is given to us just to do the right thing. Instead of that, we came a whole wall with big dope feet. Makes you feel real bad every time I see another bum old brother sleeping on the street. In the corner, in the morning, every night and day. It's a pity, so admit it, people try to act gay. Everybody's turning crazy, so you better believe. To do the right things, all soon you'll see. Life ain't no more joke, it's a serious when you're dealing with the answers that you can't explain.
Now the box is coming!
The Sub Ballroom will never be the same after the Arkells and Yukon Blonde blow the roof off of it on September 10th. Tickets are on sale now at the Outpost in the Sub. Doors are at 8 p.m. This show is a treat for UBC students only from the Alma Mater Society. That's the Arkells with Yukon Blonde, Saturday, September 10th in the Sub Ballroom. Proudly presented by AMS First Week.
Check this out now, Mike, and then we can get ready our soulful, philosophical brother, Henry Miller.
and
get him to meet up with some of our favorite grooves.
Like that.
Get funky in the place. Get funky in the place. This pathetic dope addicts have to be abused. It's the same, what a thing to be a prostitute. Life is given to us just to do the right thing. Instead of that, we came a whole wall with big dope feet. Makes you feel real bad every time I see another bum old brother sleeping on the street. In the corner, in the morning, every night and day. It's a pity, so admit it, people try to act gay. Everybody's turning crazy, so you better believe. To do the right things, all soon you'll see. Life ain't no more joke, it's a serious thing. When you're dealing with an answer that you can't explain. New York City is a place of mysteries. Drug addicts, dope dealers taking over the street. That mayor's always saying, why the hell do we pay for what? Boy, they break the laws and get a couple of days. No sense trying to help, it's really no use. Think the world's messing up, let me tell you the truth. All rocks trying to pop with no respect. Niggas waiting at the station for the big paycheck. Homeboys going vacant on Thursday night. Girls waiting in the house for Mr. Right. Kids going to school just to be your fool. Never wanna learn to work just to go to a few. And it's the funky beat, and it's the funky beat, and it's the funk, and it's the funky beat. Yeah. This is the mellow they call the rail bell. The rock, so with the rhythm that a shock can spell. When the shake up kick, the wakes you up in the morning. Gotta rake with the rhythm like a number one groaning. MC quick, just to make your peanut butter. Shock with the rhythm, I'm a number one undercover. Bring it up, just shake it up, rodeo. Bring it up, just shake it up, rodeo. I'm the melody down with the funky sound that can make you break. With my diamond studded crown, just for making you dip like a little bit of dive, like a pride, just for making you high and rock on. To the break of dawn, just freaking, yeah, baby. Just freaking, yeah, baby. Like a little jelly bean, I'm a sweet like a candy cane. To make you get down, this is number one stain on the train. Just moving like a stage on, just bring it up, yeah, yeah. Stage on, like a roller coaster ride, like
can make you bump. Just grooving with the rhythm as you shake your rump. You got the a rock rock and you don't stop. The baby, yo, you got it now, rock and you don't stop. Just hip hop today, damn doobie-doo. Yeah, Scooby-Doo, what you wanna do, crew? Just freak out, yeah, yeah, baby. Just freak up, yeah, yeah, baby. Drink it up, dear, I know my dear. I can rock you out this atmosphere. Like a gangster, prankster, number one banks. Got the much cash to make you thank you. Rock on, this is the break of dawn. Break of dawn, keep it on, keep it on. I know ZZ, that can rock quick. I like an icon of class, add your rhythm to the stick. Just a rock on like the finger lick. Finger popping, hop popping, don't stop. Bunny rock, and you don't stop. That long fingernail at the end of my tip of my pinky cocaine, make it slip on my lip. Just make you freak when a panty ready with flip. Rock a little pat to the dapple, make it my hip. Shake, shake, rock, body rock, a hip or the hop. Like a RPM's my nose don't care about the rhythm that breaks. Because the music is down and when your body wants to shake. Got a hip hop a little baby dog, get down. Let the rock just shock your tone. Just break it up, shake it up for your baby. Cause the groove just rocks like a little shady. Just shade it up with the glasses. Or make it on with the serious passion. Get the melody quick, yep, the melody sound. Now to rock it quick with the number one crowd. I can get up on the groove that make you shake down. Cause the beat from the depths of hell make you get down. Rock on to the beat. Freak it on with that kid, Janique. Just check it out, check it out. I said I broke into a Duncanville, yeah. And then I shot across top of the aisle. I went to chill, yeah, break it up, Cypress Hill. I shake it up with the writings on the wall.
So don't give a fuck,
just damn it up. I rock on, you don't stop, you jam it up. I rock on, you don't stop, the beat boys. Rock on, you don't stop. Freak it on, break down, don't stop. From the depths of hell, rock well, Romel. Rock on to the beat, baby. Yeah, candy cane, get your
shake,
rock
it out.
Sweet, cause I'm a jam up, hip hop, I'm making the tip top. Shake on the break down, the needle on the high.
Everybody's
with the rhythm of a break of the shot. Rock on.
Smoking tea at the horse, drinking a weed brew. Never wanna go to school when that's a fact. So all of a sudden you got left back. Now you're feeling real low and mighty hurt. And your fans are snapping on you like you're a jerk. Now things are hard and you're feeling depressed. And your mind can't function cause you can't pass the test. You're saying to yourself, what can I do? I can't go home, I might as well quit school. Charles are hard to find, everybody knows. And you can't do crime cause you're on parole. No education is a big disgrace. And so you might as well work at the sanitation. Can you get my drift? Get funky in the place.
I know the man that gets with the deal that rocks like a rimster. That's real, real. He can get real ill when you're on the chill. I like the quarter drop of dimes that can make it see the thrill. Master killer called the evil griller. Yes, the best in the nation, yeah, number one killer. I'm the best cut. I'm rocking with the duck. Making with the conceal. A shock, shock, you don't quit, quit, you don't quit.
Say what?
Don't stop the bebop, the rockin'. You don't quit, quit, turn it up, y'all. With the serious shit, you're shaking on. Rockin' on and on, break it on. Keep it on, break it on.
Get on,
get on,
get on,
get on,
get up.
I like a rodeo, rodeo, big duck. I like a DD to hop in with the BP King on the mic. I like a mic controller, seeking on the freak. I like a little deep, deep. You rockin' hard with Kid Judy. I like this show, Patty Duke. I don't stop. I Patty Duke play down night in the top. I break a rock, grandmaster, hip and show and love shocking out. Shake it out, you don't stop.
Get funky in the place. Get funky in the place. What? Out with your friends, you never took the effort to see what's happening. Crime, 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 can't get it off of mine. Cause it's the thing we have to face all the damn time. People always say, why do they break the law? So I'm gonna tell you right now, it's cause of all of y'all. Fast and cold like your bowl, I'm gonna let it be told. It doesn't matter to a D, if you're young or old. Just money they want and they need it back. And to take another person life, it makes them feel glad. So rock to the funky beat. Ain't another
fella that you heard check. Rockin' better on the radio set. And if you did, and if you did, please tell me now. All the others, rockin' better in town. Had to say, don't front on me. And if you do, it's so jealously. All the ladies, T-Money. All the homeboys, T-Money. Money making, rock on it. Money making, rock on it. Boogie down it, rock on it. Room LC, rock on it.
You know the groove that you make you get down with the funky moves.
Say what?
Now when I get down to the funky check rock, you know, because the rhythm just makes you bet, bet you catch you like a three-card money, money. All I wanna do is just rock the beat, money, money. And with the jam, now with the dive, like a pick in your pocket, put the dick on the slide, slide. But the cap kid 38, shoot me a straight, cause I'm down like a double dump. I re-manipulating on that beat, grandmaster make a move. Make it with the rhythm when I shoot to the boo boo. Rockin' on like a tutti frutti boo boo. You know, when I went to school, I went to the depths of hell, to the darkest, deepest corner. Rockin' all the women, shocking with the order. All the over double dump, I'm my jungle man. I like a dip star, prank star, deafin' with the damn damn. Dip, 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 jam, y'all. I like a B-boy making with the freak freak. A B-boy making with the freak freak. I shoot it up, yeah, shoot it up, y'all, yeah. Shoot it up, yeah, shoot it up, y'all, yeah. I'll break it down, yeah, baby. Break it down, yeah, baby. Slipping the door, yeah, to take a knee over like a little old homeboy. Shooting with the toe, yeah, making with the sneaker. Rocking like a easel. Quick, just the number one pleaser. Shoot it like an uptown pick on the check. When I step out my ride, I can hit the deck. Rock on to the break of dawn. Rock on to the break of dawn. 728.
It was 3 o'clock. Had the money in my pocket, broke to the last drop. I had no way of getting home. I was really messed up cause I was all alone. I felt real sick and very confused. And my heart was pumping fast, I think it was the fuse. And my legs felt weak and I couldn't walk. Got pains in my chest when I tried to talk. Said, oh God, it had to happen to me. Give me a chance to stay in up, get a D.O.B. Cause I'm a type of person who likes to play. And at the time I had a drink, I got carried away. You know, everybody wants, made a mistake. It's not too late to stay in up, so give me a break. I go to church to do my work instead of being a jerk. That's the doctor or my lawyer, even that's Kurt. Whatever you say, I must do. Cause you're the one and only.
And they sound like they can just keep trading off rhymes all night. The tune goes on for a while. It's worthwhile. There's a lot of content there, socially conscious kind of stuff.
Reminds you of the old mic battles back in the day. A little Sugar Hill groove, got a little Sugar Hill flavor to that from back when this hip-hop thing really swung into the rapping. Became more of a mainstream type music.
Yeah, and that was left field and early on. And some of the things happening with Celluloid, Grandmaster DST, and these small New York labels, it was a great time.
It was, because when you see the birth of something new, everybody just kind of gets caught up in it, but in a positive way. And at that time, hip-hop culture, the whole idea of the break dancing and the b-boys and the scratching and the DJing, it was recognized finally as art, because anything that comes out of the creative consciousness is art. I don't care what it is, whether it comes down to sculpting, writing, or anything like that. And it took a lot of wherewithal for the masses, or rather not the masses, but the suits and the record companies to get on board and say, all right, something is, there's something to this. There's something very tangible to this.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, its innocence in a way, because it was something that was separate, unique art form that was almost anarchist to what was going on. Nobody really believed it was going to shift so many copies and the rest of it, and eventually it happened. And along came a little bit later the Tribe Called Quest De La Soul Jungle Brothers thing, and that was like the next level. But the early stuff, Wild Pitch, and then the other labels that came up, it was a great time.
Well, that is it's amazing how far that one particular area branched off into. I mean, just that you talked about with the De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, you know, you had things later on like Public Enemy carrying their own little load, you know, with the socially conscious message, but with a more in-your-face type of attitude as opposed to De La Soul's kind of humorous approach.
After Public Enemy, hip-hop got very big, and that was its biggest enemy in some ways, in my opinion.
Well, you know that's what happens. The saying is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. In hip-hop, when it had branched off into that misogynist gangster fringe, we saw the dark side of things, unfortunately. And, you know, it was like a lot of this wasn't true part of what the hip-hop culture was set to be.
Yeah, the music and the poetry does live on. Somewhere in the hip-hop, I don't follow it now as well as I did, but I respect the fact that there still is great creative artists out there.
Yes, indeed. I respect anyone who can make anything from nothing, and that's exactly what these young people did.
Yeah, respect to that. No, speaking of creating your own artistic identity, I guess a couple of things I've done myself, and one would be painting, and then the other would be making these mixes of my favorite author, Henry Miller.
Now, what is it about Henry that you find appealing? I mean, a lot of people, you know, have a favorite author and all of that, but why Henry Miller?
Well, I just started mixing a couple of years ago, Mike, with vinyl copies of some of his dialogue, and I found the manipulation of mixing in the hip-hop manner and whatever, which you can't really do with CDs, I found that here is a way, through mixing it, that I can reach people with, just like with the best poetry and even hip-hop rhyming and whatever, but a real message. Even, you know, with the best classic soul music, I love a message, we both do, and I found Henry Miller's message, after reading some of his books, I was lucky enough to have one of his best books, some of the dialogue to that, to Pain Is to Love Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, well then why don't we go into, we'll start with a couple of older ones that I did a couple years ago, and then we'll sort of make our way through three or four mixes to modern day, what I'm doing with the Henry mixes now, and let's hope in the future, Mike, I'll be able to get more stuff on vinyl so I can mix more out those. I've got a little bit of Langston Hughes and Martin Luther King, but not enough stuff.
To win through by sheer force of genius is one thing. To survive and continue to create when every last door is slammed in one's face is another.
Thank you.
requires genius. It is God-given. Understanding. Perhaps the greatest gift the little men have to offer us is this ability to accept the conditions which life imposes, accept one's own limitations, in other words. Put it another way, to love what one does, whether it causes a stir or not. Of the highest men, Vivekananda once said, they make no stir in the world. They are calm, silent, unknown. The astonishing thing is that those who are mocked and jeered at, particularly by their fellow painters, sometimes turned out to be the foremost painters of their time. It's only when we look with eyes of love that we see as the painter sees. Makes us see and feel what ordinarily we ignore or are immune to. His manner of approaching the world tells us, in effect, that nothing is vile or hideous. Nothing is stale, flat, and unpalatable, unless it be our own power of vision. Not merely to look, one must look, see. See into and around. Art must show what goes on in the world.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by you.
Band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man,
I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org. Go for it, man.
I don't think anyone can teach anyone how to write anything about it at all. Yes, you can give advice, but will they follow it? Can they follow it? Does anyone follow advice anyhow? Let's say we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things. I don't think what we do is so important, it's what we are, what we learn to be. discover our own being and live with it and act in accordance with our own being. I think that's the important thing. It doesn't matter that you are not a Picasso or a Rembrandt or a Dostoevsky, do you see? One can have his richer life without the expression in some medium. I find people who are just in themselves a piece of art. Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? We don't hear such talk anymore, do we? We don't have such open minds either. I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, and yet. Find your rhythm, don't you know?
But how does each person find this for himself?
One can't answer that, because that's for each one to discover. Each
that's
one has
joy,
a different...
And the pain and
yes.
The challenge.
This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things. Then how many oil painters paint like masters? They may not use watercolor like a master. How many oil painters paint like masters? The saving thing about children and how we need to emulate them is that they will and can use anything that comes to hand. So does the prisoner in his cell. Produced under therapy, but of the products of compulsion and obsession, manufactured day in and day out, often without food or sleep, by those solitary ones who are caged like beasts. Where, one may ask, do these unfortunate creatures get the strength and the inspiration to carry on as they do? Bear in mind, of course, that they do not have to earn a living. That they are not concerned about their health. Nor do they worry about hygiene. Feel no shame or guilt concerning their misconduct. That they do not have to keep up with current events, that atom bombs mean nothing to them. What joyous colors, what freedom. But it's the joy of a childlike man. Never have I noticed a child at work expressing this sort of joy. The child is too intent on what he is doing. To absorb, to be aware of any accompanying emotion. Whatever the child does, whether expressive of fear, horror, or anguish, the effect on the spectator is one of joy. The work of a child never fails to make appeal to claim us. Because it is always honest and sincere. Always imbued with that magic certitude born of the direct, spontaneous approach. What a far cry it is from the felicitous products of the child's hand to the knowing, skillful work of an artist like Paul Klee. Who had the ability to return us to the world of the child, as well as to that of the poet, the mathematician, the poet, the mathematician, the alchemist, the seer. Forget. He was a spiritual nomad. Some of these things are so explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? It's a real shock today to hear talk. We don't hear such talk anymore, do we? We don't have such open minds either.
Well, we have a few. We have Henry Miller. Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
And there it is, the Henry Miller retrospective. A little bit of one, anyway, there's quite a few more, but there's a few of them. It's a little overview there.
I like the one where he talks about finding your rhythm. I think that's something that a good suggestion for anybody. It's definitely a great metaphor for whatever endeavor you happen to be in, mm-hmm. because there's a rhythm to everything. I mean, to the creative process, to being able to just function as a human being. And I think a lot of times when things go wrong, we don't think about being out of sync. We talk about being out of sync, but we really don't make the connection about that and being, you know, involved with a certain rhythm of life, if you will.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. Yeah, I think that's what I really like about Henry Miller, is that his life seems to have a certain beauty, rhythm, painting and talking to people, writing. There's a place for all of them, and they beautifully connect with each other.
I like how he uplifts. I like how he talks about, it doesn't matter. If you feel this is something that you love, you go out and you do it. Don't worry about whether it's not important to anybody else but yourself. I think that's that self-love, that self, that reformation, that's very important. I think a lot of people that don't or haven't found their way when they're in that stage coming into adulthood and whatnot, that's a real important thing to think about.
Yeah, I think I concur with that. And I guess our message to you folks out there, in whatever artistic field you're in, do it.
Do it, and without a doubt, as Henry suggests, find your rhythm. What works for you may not work for everybody else, but as long as it works for you, hey,
do it and believe you will prosper.
Shakespeare said, doubt others, doubt yourself, never. I'm paraphrasing, but ultimately, that's the same thing. Thank you.
Version of African Rhythms. I'll be back next week with Mike between 6 and 9. Some beautiful Zachary Bro there, Mike.
Oh, what is that called? Is that the one after 2 p.m. there?
Yeah, after 2 a.m. After 2 a.m. on the East Coast.
Oh, excuse me, on the East Coast. Pardon. But, Zachary, I hope now that people understand what's going on with them beautiful chords that you play.
Yeah.
You get some long overdue props.
Yes, I'm way out of that restriction. Call the day freaking up and down in the hang up alleyway. With a groove I only got, you should all be moved. Ready or not, here we come, getting down.
Da 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 da
chance to dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be grooving up and down, hang up alleyway. My only guy, we should all be moving.
A great moment. George Clinton and the gang. Some great, great memories, Mike.
Oh, I gotta tell you, more than anything, George Clinton is an innovator. He pretty much, very much like James Brown, decided he was going to do his music his way. It didn't matter what the trend, what was going on at the time, because this particular cut, One Nation Under a Groove, was being played at the time where funk was not the order of the day. As a matter of fact, people were trying to go away from it. And for somebody like Clinton to stay the course and be true to his music, flows back to what we were talking about before Henry Miller did his little thing about finding the rhythm. George has always known where his rhythm is, and he stuck with that, and his rhythm paid off for him and everybody that followed him.
I think so. You know, it's a great track. Electric Spanking, Knee Deep. There was a few classics around that time. Combine that with Tear the Roof Off the Sucker and all those classics, and you have a real legacy.
Yes, indeed. If Mothership Connection was George Clinton's only work, he would stand as a funk pioneer and a funk master. But because George is still jamming to this very day, there are a lot of acts thankful for the fact that Clinton was always straight ahead with what he did. He believed in what he did and never, never flinched from staying true to the funk.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, let's play another funk tune, Timmy Thomas, coming up before 11 o'clock. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Coming up in the basement with Rhett, coming right up at 9 o'clock.
What can I say when you say it all? Yeah, baby.
great show, Mike. Fantastic, my
Thank
friend.
You. I like this little extended action. I don't know. I better get us back to our 3 hours, man. I might get used to this.
Yeah, this is. It's been a marathon, but wonderful. We've had time to explore in a little more length and breadth territory. Did the Henry Miller spotlight, the Brazilian, and all of that.
We want to say whether you're out there where Henry Miller is, somewhere sipping a little wine in the Champs-Élysées in Paris, or if you're over on the other side of the water on Victoria, or if you're even up in the neck of the woods, out in the boonies, Williams Lake, Prince George. If you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
And I'm David Jones. Thank you, Mike. I wish you all out there peace and love.
Will you love to dance?
Bed Bath & Beyond, HP and Apple computers at student pricing, and rental books at your UBC bookstore. Rental saves you 55%. Win a term's worth of rental books, a Norco Kathmandu bicycle, or a dorm room supply set. Details in-store or check the new website, bookstore.ubc.ca.
Radio in Canada began in 1922 as an electrical engineering experiment at Queen's University in Kingston. Today, the station operates as CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the fall of 1959, university radio clubs from across the country had a conference and talked about starting a national organization. But there just wasn't enough time, money, or resources to do it.
In 1975, the CRTC licensed four community and community-based campus radio stations, CKCU-FM in Ottawa, CKWR-FM in Waterloo, CINQ-FM in Montreal, and CFRO-FM in Vancouver. They are all still operating today.
Hey, oh, let's go!
In 1981,
Campus and community radio nuts from across Canada came to Ottawa for the first national conference. What came out of it was the NCRO, the National Campus Community Radio Organization.
On July 14, 1986, the NCRO changed their name and incorporated as the National Campus and Community Radio Association, l'Association Nationale des Radios Étudiantes et Communautaires, known as the NCRA, ANRE.
In the 25 years since, we have grown to 83 members. We run a national awards program. We regularly work with the CRTC to protect and advance the sector. We continue to run national conferences, this past year in Halifax and next year back in Kingston for the 90th anniversary of the first broadcast. We publish a weekly national chart of new music. We have a national grassroots news show called Groundwire. We helped found the Community Radio Fund of Canada, which in the last 3 years has already distributed more than $480,000. And we do so much more.
Phew! Super congratulations, and here's to 25 more. Go to www.ncra.ca for more information.
Explore the convergence of media and electronic music when the New Forms Festival takes over the Waldorf September 9th to 11th. There will be VJs, installations, fabulous art, and great music. The weekend will also feature panel discussions, including a dialogue moderated by Mark Hosler of Negative Land, September 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. in the Waldorf's Leetag Room. Passes and advance tickets are available at Beat Street, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at clubzone.com. Learn more at 2011.newformsfestival.com.
Union Events and AEG Live present Iron and Wine with Markita Iglova of The Swell Season on Thursday, September 8th at the Vogue Theater. Iron and Wine will be performing with a full band in support of this year's Kiss Each Other Clean. Tickets are available now at unionevents.com, voguetheater.com, the Vogue Theater box office, or by phone at 604-569-1144.
Zebras need to be on their guard.
Tales from a Barstool and Winnie Cooper present Los Angeles Indie Electro DJ's Tribe of Zebras, Friday, September 16th at the Electric Owl Social Club. There will also be appearances by burlesque sass queen Lola Frost and DJs Paige Manzi and Tyler Quarles. Learn about extremely discounted advance tickets at winniecooper.net and talesfromabarstool.com. Tribe of Zebras, September 17th at the Electric Owl Social Club.
What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
CITR 101.9 and Discorder Magazine are taking over the Pit Pub Tuesday, September 6th, henceforth to be known as Oops Tuesday. That's right, we're ringing in the new school year by throwing a major dance party featuring our very own Cam Dales and Tyler Fedchuk of Radio Zero on the turntables. Doors are at 8. It's a proletarian $5 to be admitted, and the drink special is going to be lovely and cheap. Enjoy some worry-free dancing with your homies from CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine at Oops Tuesday, September 6th at the Pit Pub on UBC campus.
It grabs you right here, doesn't it? That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers, Miss Mittie Collier.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake a Tail Feather with yours truly, DJ Jason, for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. '50s to the early 70s, including lesser-known artists, regional hits, lost soul gems, and contemporary artists recording in that classic soul style. Listen alternate Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Podcast at CITR.ca.
Hey, Mr. Freddie King, honey, what you gonna do?
Hello, my name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.